buddy Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Tom Fairbanks. Tom is engineering and producing our show. Tom, are you a dog lover?
I am.
Well, do you know what today is?
Is it Dog Lover's Day?
Well, it's
or Doggy Day. Maybe it's just
it's
Doggy Day.
It's National Dog. I don't know if Lovers is in it. It just says National Dog Day.
Yeah, well, but I'm pretty sure the only people who are celebrating are dog lovers.
How about Dog Appreciation Day?
Hey, we've
got Appreciation Days for lots of other stuff.
Yeah, so. Why not? All right, so we love our dogs. We love animals. You heard briefly there Sarah Garrett Gasson, who's with me in studio. Sarah and I are big animal people.
We are indeed.
Very big animal people. Anyway, it's Friday, August 26, 2016, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI. Want to do a quick shout out to some of our media partners. These are people who post on their home pages. They have links to the Buckmaster Show, TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News, Saharita Sun, TucsonLifestyle.com, thank you, Southern Arizona News Examiner, Emil Franzi's publication, and the Three Sonorans, all supporting us. Our Friday Focus interview today, Mike Varney's here. Mr. Varney is CEO and President of the Tucson Metro Chamber of Commerce. Is it? You just call it Metro.
Metro. Rolls off the tongue a little easily.
That's right. Mike, how are you?
I'm very well, Bill. And before we go any further, I want everybody to put me down in the column of being a dog lover, too.
Good.
Great friends and great companions.
So you have a dog?
Two of them, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And joining me to speak with Mr. Varney, have you noticed, Sarah, I dropped the question?
Yes.
I would say normally Sarah Garrett Gasson is joining me to question. It makes it sound like we've got, a small, Tom, right? A light bulb here with a light shining on, the guest.
Yep.
No. But to join me in talking with Mr. Varney, Sarah Garrett Gasson, she is editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. We have our live line, 790-2040. Our Facebook page still has some room for you. That's easy to find at Buckmaster, and we do the Twitter thing at Buckmaster Show. All right, Mike Varney, we have Election Day. The primary is coming up on Tuesday. The Tucson Metro Chamber takes a lot of flack from some folks in our community who believe the role of a Chamber of Commerce is to be nonpartisan. I'm just curious. You're in touch with chambers all over the country. You were up in North Las Vegas. Is it kind of 50-50 of chambers doing endorsements?
That's actually a pretty good estimate, Bill. It is about 50-50 across the country, the number of chambers that do endorse candidates and the number of chambers that don't. That number, however, is changing very, very quickly. More and more and more chambers of commerce are becoming engaged in government affairs at levels that they haven't before, including the endorsement of candidates.
Do you feel it is essential for the chamber to stake out a position in the political arena?
We're big believers, Bill, in the notion that if you're not at the table when it comes to government affairs matters, if you're not at the table, you're going to be on the menu. Part of the great value that we think we deliver at the Tucson Metro Chamber to the local business community is we're at that table, and we pay attention, and we know who will listen to the voice of business. We know who will work with the voice of business, and will support the chamber in its efforts to expand our local economy, make our community a better place to live, and those candidates who can demonstrate that they understand the importance of those things generally will find great support from the Tucson Metro Chamber, not only in terms of an endorsement, but also our PAC has a few dollars that it can support those candidates with. So we take that responsibility very seriously. For those who believe that maybe a Chamber of Commerce should not endorse mm-hmm. candidates, I would just merely point out that there are other people around the table when these government decisions are made, and some of them may not have economic expansion at the heart of their agenda, and I don't hear any criticism about those other special interest groups not endorsing candidates.
And you mentioned PAC, and for those that don't know, that's a political action committee. All right, Sarah Garrett Gasson.
I was wondering, how do you do your endorsements? Are there particular questions that you
Yep.
think are very focused that they get to what you're interested in that
Sure.
another group might not be interested in?
Our that's a great question, and I'm actually very, very happy you brought that up, Sarah. Our endorsements come from the collective work of people who are carefully selected so that we have a balanced panel of people who interview candidates. We have an equal number of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. So we don't try to stack the deck. We don't try to forecast an outcome. The candidates that earn endorsements from the Tucson Metro Chamber come in and they interview, and I'll expand on that process here in just a second, but they interview and they earn that endorsement. Looking back over the last few elections, you're going to see that the way that this candidate evaluation committee comes down in their selections, you'd really never know that party labels mattered, because in many, many years, there might be a couple more Democrats, there might be a couple more Republicans in any given election, but this is not a way to rubber stamp one particular political agenda or one particular political party. It's a very, very carefully selected panel of people. They interview candidates who have already received the questions ahead of time. They answer those questions in writing, and then they come in for verbal responses based on their written answers. Yes, the questions are all about what do we need to do to move our economy forward, make more people put more people in a position to earn more money, to take home to their families, and expand our local economy. And by doing that, frankly, the nice little payoff for all of us is if people have more money to spend, they spend it, they pay more sales taxes, and our city government has the ability to hire more police officers, pave more roads, improve our parks, and so forth. So it's a really, really nice relationship.
Does everyone you invite, do they come in? And if they don't, does that matter when it comes
they
to
get
the endorsements?
A demerit?
Yeah, does it count against them when they...
Very, very difficult to get an endorsement if you don't take the time to show up and tell us where you are on certain issues and let the people, these bipartisan or tripartisan, this tripartisan group of people ask you questions to really kind of find out where you're coming from, where your values and your beliefs are, and try to evaluate those against our scale of wanting to improve this community through economic matters.
Tucson is on a roll right now, certainly when it comes to aviation. We have the long sought after service Tucson to JFK in New York. That will be starting up in October. Mike Varney, you worked very hard on this with a lot of other people in the community. I understand we have an announcement coming up on Wednesday, concerning Tucson, Mexico air service.
Yeah,
what can you tell us?
I can't tell you an awful lot, Bill, because I don't have any kind of an official announcement from the Tucson Airport Authority on things. But it is my understanding, secondhand information, that there will be a very, very nice announcement coming up on Wednesday at 1:30 at the airport. Having to do with some new air service, but I really can't go into details because I'm not sure that I have accurate information.
But Mexico certainly is a component of what we've also been trying to do here in Tucson. New York was on the list. We're hoping to get Washington, D.C. And so of that that trio, certainly Tucson, resuming Tucson Air Mesillo, which for a long time Aeromexico did that route. It was one of the early routes out of Tucson. There's a historic connection in many ways.
Right.
So we'll see what this brings. Yep. But the good news is it's moving in the right direction.
It seems to be, and you're absolutely correct. Air service to Mexico has been talked about for a long time, and I think what I'm sensing is that some of those pieces are starting to fall into place. Not only will it afford Southern Arizona businesses much more efficient transportation to any facilities or business associates they have south of the border, but it will, I think, elevate and improve Tucson and Southern Arizona's position as a global trading partner, especially with the state of Sonora and other locations in Mexico. So this is like the New York flight, the nonstop to New York. It's something that it's better to have it than not to have it, for sure.
All right, we'll take our break right here. Mike Varney is here from the Metropolitan Tucson Metro Chamber of Commerce. Sarah Garrett-Gasson is here as well. And today, on Friday, we kind of mix it up with kind of 60s music, not just 60s, but really we call it Rock and Roll Friday. Not that Christopher Cross is necessarily rock and roll.
I was going to question your definition. I know
you were going
there.
To, but I was in the mood to hear a little bit, and the song I think Tom's got pulled up is the one I wanted to hear most of all as I get ready to take a vacation. So I'm thinking about sailing. Let's take it away.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. We're at this party where the homeowners recently replaced their old inefficient windows and doors with brand new energy efficient Pella products by Enhance Openings. And I tell you, these homeowners, they know what they're doing. They took advantage of our free Pella installation sale. Hey, look who's here. Wow, you're looking great.
John Lewis.
I never saw you so clearly.
Joseph Blair.
I saw you through the new patio door across the way. You look fabulous. And you're asking about the free installation sale? Call 520-886-1602, 520-886-1602 for the free Pella installations by Enhance Openings. My fellow Centurion is here. You're
Bill Hussey.
Bill, don't let the savings pass you by. Call today for our free installation sale, 520-886-1602. Join the Pella party. You got to call 886-1602, enhanceopenings.com. Well, you like the Pella products. Wait until you see the garage.
This is our house. It's the place where Arizona football lives. It's where the game is bigger, better, and live. Grab your friends, wear the colors, and cheer on the Wildcats while enjoying fireworks, food, and football action. Choose the games that fit your schedule. Many plans provide a great value starting at $46 for your choice of three games. Get your seats today. Call 621-CATS or visit OurHouseAZ.com. It's my house. It's your house. It's our house.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. In the background, a little of the best of Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind. That first year, he was like the Artist of the Year. He had so many Grammys, mm-hmm. Sarah Garrett Gasson, and then, you know, it kind of disappeared, and I've seen that he's kind of trying to resurrect his career, but it just didn't happen for him.
Yeah. I mean, he has such a distinct sound and very pleasant songs.
Yeah, I always liked his work. Mike Varney is here, and Mr. Varney heads up. He's president and CEO of the Tucson Metro Chamber. We had an email, Mr. Varney, please ask you if you endorse Obamacare, yes or no?
Well, the answer is not going to be a yes, and it's not going to be a no. It's going to be that the Tucson Metro Chamber does not endorse any candidate or any program at the federal level. Our investors have told us to keep our eye on state elections and local elections, and so we are listening to the people who pay our freight and doing exactly that.
What are the business people telling you about
it? Well, business people naturally are impacted by this because their health insurance premiums are directly impacted by federal health care systems, whether it's Obamacare or any other connection to the federal entitlement program and or health care program. And there is a general sentiment, and this is not scientific, it's anecdotal, but people are paying double-digit increases year after year after year, and they now know that part of those increases are there to come up for the to make up for the shortcomings of the Affordable Care Act, naturally they're not happy about it. They're trying to run businesses, have a little bit left on the bottom line, be able to grow and expand and offer more people more jobs and increase the salaries and wages that they pay their existing employees, and it's tough to do that when you get a 24% increase in your health insurance program. So the general sentiment in the business community seems to be that it is not favorable towards the Affordable Care Act.
All right, here's Sarah Garrett Gasson.
I wanted to ask you about what your thoughts are on the new AHL Tucson Roadrunners hockey team coming to town in the TCC.
Great question to ask somebody who's a hockey fan.
You're from Sarah. Wisconsin, I believe.
Wisconsin, just in the department of full disclosure, coached kids in hockey for 25 years in Wisconsin and in Nevada. So I'm very, very close to the game. I love it. I think beyond just the entertainment value of having a great professional hockey team here in Tucson, it's yet another marker. It's yet another badge that says that Tucson is a city that is on the rise. There aren't very many major cities, major players that you can think of across the country that don't have some form of professional sports in their community. So the fact that the Roadrunners have planted their flag here in Tucson and that their parent organization is just a few miles up the road in Phoenix, I think is an absolutely fabulous development for our community. I am not on their payroll, but I will tell you that if you don't have your season tickets yet, make sure you get out and get them. They're going to play a great brand of hockey. If you're not familiar with the American Hockey League, it's absolutely fabulous hockey. The entertainment factors surrounding the game, I know from talking to their president already, are going to just be absolutely fabulous too. So big fan of the Roadrunners and big fan of professional hockey.
Labor Day, we're going to do a half hour about hockey. We're going to do a kind of a best of show. It's a holiday. And your husband, Tim Gasson, who writes about hockey, he's been doing some columns in the Star. Mm-hmm. He's going to be my guest. Also, we have an official with the Coyotes franchise. We're talking hockey on the Buckmaster Show.
Yes, that was a very good show.
All right.
Tune in.
Let's go to the live line. Matthew, thank you for waiting.
Oh, yeah. And I was standing behind a hockey fan at the bank, and the first thing I brought to their attention was, did you know that we have a hockey team coming to town? And they were like, oh, I didn't know that. So they were all excited to hear about that. I just wanted to really quickly comment that why it's so important that and thank you, Mike, and the TA for seeking direct service to communities like Mexico. I spoke to Cabo, and Cabo San Lucas will not spend money if a town does not have direct service to them.
Wow. That's
one of their factors. So we are missing out. You would think we are missing out on all the potential advertisers and everybody that would naturally want to advertise in Tucson or want to spend money with businesses in Tucson, but for us having direct air service. So those are why it's so important that what Mike's doing. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Matthew.
And Matthew has his own show, by the way, coming.
Does he indeed?
Yes, he does. He left very quickly. I was going to congratulate him. Tom, come in here. It's 5 o'clock.
5 right? o'clock on Saturday afternoon. It's for an hour, yeah.
Is it launching this Friday?
No, tomorrow. Saturday.
It's launching Saturday,
yeah,
tomorrow.
Did I say Friday?
No, I may have. Anyway, it's coming up. So Matthew has been a longtime caller to this show and some other shows. And we thought he was such an intelligent caller that we've put a deal together and he's going to be on the air, have his own show.
That's fantastic. Yeah. He definitely knows what's going on. I always appreciate his calls.
Yeah. So we talked about some wins when it comes to air service. Of course, the Caterpillar deal. The home goods, what am I missing? There was the remodeling of the call. What call center was that?
Comcast.
Comcast,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
Comcast,
yeah.
With a big headquarters here in the Tucson area, Bill. There are a number of things over the last 6-8 months or so that have developed that have really propelled this community forward. Not a week goes by that I don't have several conversations with local business executives who say they can actually feel the energy of our local economy rebounding. There was a very nice report that came out recently that put Tucson in the top 10 of cities with the fastest job growth. All of that is great for our community, and it's great for the citizens who live here. It's great for our city governments, our county governments, state governments, who will derive a higher level of taxes, not from raising the tax rate, but from just making the pie a little bit bigger. The, mm-hmm. the economy grows, and without increasing tax rates one bit, the treasuries of these communities grow, which means we get much better community amenities coming back. So this is a great relationship. It really is electric out there, and we want to do everything we can, whether the win is a small one or a big one. We just want to see all of these positive developments continue here in Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Wasn't that a full-page ad in the New York – not ad. There was a full-page piece in the New York Times about – the food.
Yes, our food scene.
The food scene.
Yeah.
So that's city of gastronomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's big.
Yep. My quarrel with those pieces, and there have been many in it, and they're mm-hmm. well-deserved, and the New York Times one was particularly well done, but they also don't focus on the, like, I know, Mike, you and I have been to Meech's restaurant down on South 4th. There's a whole other layer of Tucson food
right.
that we should appreciate.
Absolutely. Mm.
All right, so the air service is certainly a big component, and then the Caterpillar deal, and hopefully, you know, we keep hearing there's going to be a job announcement in the fall. But it goes to, and we've talked in the past, Mike Varney, about that the Tucson seemed to kind of like beat ourselves up in so many ways. So
yep.
Do you feel we've kind of...
Yeah,
I
really
point.
Do, Bill. The whatever the forces were before that would sometimes cause us to get in our own way on some of these matters, I don't sense that that's happening much anymore. I think that there's been a realization that we're the captains of our own destiny, and that the public sector and the private sector really want the same thing for this community, which is to have a better community, to mm-hmm. put more money in people's pockets, to have nicer amenities, better streets, you know, get rid of these antique patrol cars that TPD sometimes has to use, and have nicer parks and so forth. And that can happen without raising the tax rate one bit, simply by making our economy a bigger economy. So I think everybody now is on the same page. There will always be some exceptions, but by and large, I think everybody understands that we all win when we expand our economy.
You know, I was up in Las Vegas for the first time in many years. I spent, as you know, Mike, 5 years there in the 70s and was up there Saturday. Had not been back in many years.
Explain why you were there.
Well,
yeah, I was just going to say.
It was a beautiful event at the Four Seasons, and I really liked the Four Seasons.
You weren't
Seasons.
Out for a drive, were you?
No, it was
you
to
were being
accept
honored.
For the Nevada Broadcasters Association. I thank them very much.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much honoring me for the work I did in the 70s. Somebody still remembers. And it was great. Hall of Fame award up there. It was a beautiful event. event at the Four Seasons. And what was nice about the Four Seasons, I'm not a gambler. You could not live, by the way. I don't think you could live well in Las Vegas if you were a gambler. But anyway, it's nice at the Four Seasons that they do not have a casino.
Non-gaming.
Yeah, non-gaming, and there's no smoking
right in
the facility. But anyway, I was just wondering, your time in North Las Vegas, was everybody on the same page up there when it came to moving that community forward? Of course, they've been metro government forever. That's a step in the right direction right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that by and large, there's a high level of agreement that the public sector will do pretty much whatever it reasonably can to support business, and by virtue of that, their employees, and to throw out the welcome mat and make it as big as they possibly can for any company that's interested in moving to their community. There's a high level of awareness of the fact that when business is good, life is good for just about everybody.
Well, it looked like things were booming.
Yeah. Yeah, they're back. No question about that.
Yeah. And speaking of air service, is there anybody in the world that doesn't fly into Las Vegas? That is amazing. Yep. I mean, they were doing nonstop flights from to Monterey, Santa Maria, California. It's just amazing.
Sixth largest airport or busiest airport in the country.
Wow. Yeah. All right, Mike Varney, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure, and, Bill. Thank you.
Hope you have a great fall season. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
All right, Sarah Garrett-Gasson sticks around with us, and Linda Valdez is waiting in the wings. A lot to talk about. Got our primary election coming up. Okay, Tom, take it away. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We bring you national stories ignored by the mainstream media. Sources include the Washington Times News Service, Personal Liberty Digest, the National Center for Policy Analysis, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Heartland Institute. It is national news coverage from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Ama Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Coming up Monday on the Buckmaster Show, Dan Shearer, the Green Valley News, hosts our Monday political face-off while I'm on vacation. Commentators Vince Robigo and John Monk are going at it. It's Buckmaster noon to 1 on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI. We've got worldwide live streaming, podcasts, and show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Cross songs, Never Be the Same. He had kind of a Sarah Garrett Gasson, a best of album, almost like right out of the gate.
Yes,
within 12 months, this guy was like winning all these awards and then just pretty much disappeared, but still like his music. Linda Valdez, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
Linda Valdez is editorial writer and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star.
Republic.
Oh, excuse me, for the Arizona Republic.
I would be happy to have her. Okay. And I was at the Star years ago.
You started your career at the Star in the
1983 to 1993.
That's right. In my mind got ahead of me because I was saying, what I was trying to say is you have the same title as Sarah Garrett Gasson at the Arizona Daily Star. So there you go. And you are also the author of Crossing the Line, A Marriage Across Borders, which has been critically acclaimed and in line for a big award. We won't know about that yet for a while.
The end of summer,
I
don't know how
Labor
they define
Day's traditionally
that.
The
I
end
would
of summer,
think but, so.
If you want to wait till officially the end of summer, you got to wait to September 20th. But anyway, you also had a nice interview on the book.
Yes, we did. My husband Sixto and I did a lovely interview with Jorge Ramos for his America program, which is on the Fusion Network. And that was great fun.
So that's on Facebook where
yes.
I saw there's all sorts of availability for it. Anyway, good to see you again, Linda. And Sarah, I'm very excited actually about to see the results of some. Normally primaries we don't get all that excited about, but I think this is a really interesting primary. We've got some very interesting races. Pima County Supervisor in District 1.
Yes.
John Winchester challenging Allie Miller. I think it would be, I'm not going to say who I'm picking, but I'll say I would think in some of these races I'm talking about, I'm going to talk about whether it will be an upset. And I think it would be an upset if Mr. Winchester wins. I think if Barbara LaWall, the longtime Pima County attorney, is unseated by Joel Fineman, I still think that would be in the category of an upset because she has been there so long.
I would agree with that. Yeah, and that is, to me anyway, it's a very surprisingly heated primary race between Barbara LaWall and criminal defense attorney Joel Fineman, who is challenging her very forcefully and has a lot of supporters. So that's one that I'm watching.
And Linda, I know you have been watching some of the congressional races, the very large congressional district of CD1, which spans pretty much from Oro Valley, parts of Moran, all the way up to the Utah border. Sheriff Babu, by the fact that he's been on cable TV, it seems like forever, has that name advantage in a crowded field.
He has name recognition, but also Ken Bennett, who was Secretary of State and ran for governor, also has a great deal of name recognition. Bennett was in the legislature for quite some time, too. Maybe not as high profile as Babu is. The Republic endorsed Bennett, saying he was the gentleman in the race. And and I think that's an adjective you can fairly apply to Ken Bennett. Maybe not so much some of the others in that race.
And then Gowan got out of the race, but he got out at a rather late point and threw his support to Gary Keeney. Whether that will be too late, who knows?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting with some of the congressional races to see the impact of Donald Trump. And he's obviously not on the ballot, but are people in Arizona going to be going for the outsiders, which is sort of the Trump MO, that he's the outsider. People are seeking that. And that could help somebody like Gary Keeney. It could help Christine Jones in CD5, which is the seat that Matt Salmon left. And when Salmon left, he basically anointed Andy Biggs to take his place. And then that also became a fairly crowded race. There are four Republicans in that race as well.
And we don't normally talk about justice of the peace, but no. There are two high-profile candidates who have very pretty good name recognition, I would think. Paula Baud, former state senator, was up there for a couple of terms, I believe. And then Jeff Rogers, longtime head of the Pima County Democratic Party. So that one I'm going to be very interested in. That could go certainly either way. Have no idea on that one.
Yeah, and Justice of the Peace aren't races, as far as I can recall, aren't typically high profile or terribly political in an overt way. So, yeah, you see the sign. It was the first time I noticed a campaign sign for Justice of the Peace.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting to see, because they both are very well known. They have name recognition. And I wonder how it'll turn out.
Well, the interesting thing about JP races is that job pays pretty darn well.
Yeah, it does.
And that gets you a good state pension, which is one reason a lot of former legislators will run for JP. And there are basically no qualifications for that job.
Another interesting primary race is in the congressional district number 2, where you have the two Democrats, Dr. Matt Hines and Victoria Steele, battling it out. I have no idea how that one might go. I know Dr. Hines has had a lot more money to spend than Victoria.
He's been very aggressive, at least when it comes to my email inbox. And very aggressive. And I tend to think that Victoria Steele might have more appeal to the Democratic primary voter, because she's a bit more progressive. Probably in a general election, I think Matt Hines would do better against Martha McSally, because he is viewed as a little bit more moderate and more reasonable in some ways.
What was this column that Donald Trump thinks that you like him?
Oh, that I got this email from
speaking of emails, kind of political emails that we all get, right?
Yes,
we're on everybody's list.
But this one was just bizarre. It was from his new campaign manager saying, "I asked Donald Trump for the list of his most faithful supporters in
his
Europe."
His
value supporters, and there was your name. So. And I thought, okay, I'm on the A team.
No, I don't think so in that category for Linda Bell.
I don't think so either.
Before we get to what was in the Star today, and it's important about women who contribute to op-ed pieces, I do want to mention quickly that CNN poll finds that Arizona is still fairly close in the presidential race, within 5 points with Hillary and Trump. And Arizona hasn't gone Democratic in five years, 20 years.
Since the last Clinton. Since the
last Clinton.
So we might follow that trend. It would be surprising to see Arizona go for Clinton, but a 5-point spread doesn't seem insurmountable.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
I want to mention this op-ed project that was talked about in the Star today. I learned something today by reading the article that I had no idea, that women contribute not only to newspapers, but their letters to magazines and the such are very, let's put it this way, they're way outnumbered by men.
Yes, and we're talking about the Op-Ed Project, which is a national, global, actually, organization, and that was founded by a woman named Katie Ornstein, who realized that if you look at who are the voices that we listen to, the pundits, not necessarily people like us who have professional jobs doing this, but who are the contributors, the experts in the field who write op-eds, who write guest opinions, who are the influencers, and it's overwhelmingly white men. And so the thought was, and it's very true and a very valuable thing, is that to improve our society and our communities, we need to hear from many more people. And so the point of the Op-Ed Project is to get people, predominantly women, but also there's men I've worked with as well, who you go and you take this training, and it's for anyone who's interested, and then you learn how to share your expertise with people, with publications, and get your voice out there, because the idea is we can only get better if we're more diverse and hear from more people.
And there were about 15% of the women were contributing to op-ed pages in 2008. This project has made a difference. 21% now, the latest number we have in 2012, are women who are making their voices heard.
Yes, and Tucson is very lucky, because the Op-Ed Project has a Tucson Fellows Program where people can apply, and the costs for the seminar are covered, from what I understand. And you go through the training, and then you work with a mentor editor. You have access to a mentor editor, and that's kind of what I do, but I work with people not in Tucson. I work with folks I get assigned from elsewhere. And you learn how to do this, and I just worked with a woman who had her piece published in the Washington Post, which is really excellent. So, and if I could just make a quick plug, because I'm also the person who at the Arizona Daily Star who sees the op-eds that come in, the guest submissions, and I would say that just anecdotally, we get a lot more from men, and but we're always looking for people to share their expertise, their experience. So I would encourage folks to look into the Op-Ed Project. And then also, if you have something to say, think about sharing it with the Star.
How do you find out more?
For the Op-Ed Project, you can go to opedproject.org, I believe. And
can you kind of Google that?
Would
it come up?
Yeah. And there's a link in the box. If you go to Tucson.com and look in the opinion section, there's a little box that I've added the tag there. And then to submit a letter to the editor or a guest opinion to the Star, you can go up to Tucson.com and click on news, and then click on opinion, and then there's little links that will take you there.
Linda, was that surprising to you? Maybe you already knew that women contribute on a far smaller scale than men to op-eds. Had you heard that?
Well, I don't work with the op-eds or the letters to
but
the editor.
I was so surprised by that.
I wasn't. It is surprising.
Yeah.
It is surprising, because if you look at the syndicated columnists, there seems to, we have quite a few women. And when I was at the Star, the editorial page was all women except for the cartoonist and the columnist. So.
Hmm.
So it does. So the diversity in the newsrooms is such that it does surprise me that there is such a lack of diversity in the people who are contributing.
Your colleague, Mr. Montini, had an interesting piece about Latino, the voting bloc, and this is something I've wondered about, because people have talked for years that the Latino voting bloc is going to be a dominant force. It just hasn't happened.
Well,
wonder why.
I could go back 18 years and pull out a column that I did that said, this is the sleeping giant. When does the sleeping giant wake up? And people have said that every year.
Every year since then.
When does the sleeping giant awaken?
What is the problem?
I don't know. I think people have put forth a lot of different suggestions that it's just that it's not a habit in Latino communities. One thing people keep saying that Donald Trump's candidacy is going to bring out a lot of Latino voters. But I wonder about that because you would think that Joe Arpaio in Maricopa County and what he did, the outrageous things that he did to that community would have brought out a lot of Latino voters, and it really didn't. So I don't know. It's one of those questions that is mysterious, and I just hope that more. I know there are efforts underway to try to engage the Latino community, and I know there are also roadblocks being put in their way. I mean, the whole idea about the ballot harvesting law, that was passed by Republicans who claimed that there was voter fraud and there was no evidence of voter fraud. What there was evidence of was that community groups were using that technique to collect votes from Latino communities, that from people who had not turned in their ballots. So it was one of the ways being used to increase the participation by Latinos, and Republicans put that one down. So I wish if we could solve that problem, yeah, we'd have a different looking state. We'd have a much different state.
Linda Valdez, always a pleasure to see you. Thank you very much. And your book, Crossing the Line, A Marriage Across Borders, is available. Probably just go to Amazon
or Antigone's.
Antigone Books do a great job. And Sarah Garrett Gaston, always good to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. We'll hear some more now from Christopher Cross, who had 6 non-best of albums, I'm told. All right. Let's go.
Because it's all right.
This is Our House. It's the place where Arizona football lives. It's where the game is bigger, better, and live. Grab your friends, wear the colors, and cheer on the Wildcats while enjoying fireworks, food, and football action. Choose the games that fit your schedule. Many plans provide a great value starting at $46 for your choice of 3 games. Get your seats today. Call 621-CATS or visit OurHouseAZ.com. It's my house. It's your house. It's Our House.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved, almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Time for Weekend Watch with Matt Russell, and Weekend Watch brought to us by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. So much going on over there, just 3 hours east of Tucson. You can visit the Gila National Forest and Wilderness, take a scenic drive, great birding, hiking trails, the many things to do and the many places to stay, all listed on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now the host of Weekend Watch, Mr. Matt Russell, inside Tucson business, food and beverage columnist. How are you today, Matt?
I'm doing great. Happy Friday. A delicious weekend appears to be on tap, Bill.
Oh, my goodness. A lot going on over at the Kingfisher.
Yeah. You know, Kingfisher, they just kicked off the last stop on their summer road trip. Of course, this is where they take guests on a virtual tour of some of the nation's most delicious regions. And this week, they're going to feature a special menu devoted to the flavors and traditions of the South. And some of those showstoppers this time include a Creole barbecue shrimp and cheese grits, grilled Texas redfish, and a South Florida-style whole roast pig.
Oh, my goodness.
Red beans and rice. Southern cocktails, Southern desserts. I say put a little South in your mouth this weekend at Kingfisher, Bill.
Boy, you're really going down home on us, aren't you? And of course, when you think of that comfort food, mac and cheese, anyone?
Yeah, you know, Bill, when I was a kid, if you wanted mac and cheese, that meant Kraft mac and cheese, right?
Right.
That powdered neon mess and all of its mediocrity.
Yep.
There's a place in Main Gate Square called The Fix that has completely reimagined mac and cheese. In fact, they have about 40 different varieties on their menu. Now, they're going to be celebrating their fourth anniversary tomorrow with all kinds of food and drink specials, including an all-day happy hour. Now, my favorite is the Hangover, which is chorizo, onions, and hash browns, all folded into a mac and cheese and topped with a fried egg.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't make this stuff up, Bill. Check out The Fix tomorrow and wish them a happy fourth.
Anything for the beer lovers this weekend?
Yeah, there's a group of restaurants in the 4th Avenue University neighborhood that are celebrating the end of summer tomorrow with a beer crawl of sorts called Arizona Beer Love. Now, it works like this. You get a wristband for only $5, and that gets you deep discounts on craft brews served at all of the participating restaurants from noon until 8 p.m., including Hermanos and Red's, a Smokehouse, Gentle Ben's, and so many more. And all the funds are going to be raised to support Ben's Bells. You can travel by foot, by bike, or by streetcar, and you can do it all at your own pace. I say have fun at a crawl for a cause tomorrow,
though. All right. Matt Russell, have a great weekend, a good eating weekend. Thank you, Matt.
You can count on me, Bill. Thanks.
Okay. The Buckmaster Show is a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, which is wholly responsible for its content. I'd like to do a few quick thank yous. Our original theme music by Christophon. This is a fine young German composer. There's a link to his music on our website at buckmastershow.com, so check it out. You know, we have so much talk here on the weekends, really. Lots of local talk, including the Liberty Watch program hosted by Charles Heller. And Charles's guest Sunday morning at 11 is former Congressman Istok, joining Charles about a possible plot to throw the upcoming election into the House. So that'll be a very interesting session. Our thanks to our team here at KVOI, Mr. Tom Fairbanks, who's with me on Friday. Ray Allen's here Monday through Thursday. Ray, also our operations director. Station owners Doug and Mary Martin, our production ace Jerry Cross, Ed Alexander, and my executive assistant and team member, Rosemary Brandt. We all wish you a very safe and sound, a wonderful weekend. Be safe.